Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we were turning our attention to the section in Ephesians 5 where Paul talks about husbands and wives and marriage. And I don't know if you've read this passage before, but what it tells us about marriage is really pretty incredible. Let me read to you a section. You know, Paul's talking about how, you know, husbands are called to love and to nourish their own wives just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. And then in verse 31, he says, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church." And so the way we described that this past Sunday is that the marital union of man and woman is designed to display the eternal union of Christ and the church. I want to say that to you one more time, because in our culture, that is not how we're trained to view marriage. But what the text is teaching us, or a way that we can say what the text is teaching us, is that the marital union of man and woman is designed to display the eternal union of Christ and the church. And when you begin to think about what Paul is here teaching us through, you know, in the Word of God, it cuts against what we are often trained to believe about marriage. In our culture, we're trained to believe that marriage is really just my opportunity to continue my path of self-expression and self-fulfillment. And if I happen to find someone that I'm deeply in love with, and we want to, you know, rent a church or a venue and say some I do's and things like that. But really, our idea often is one that this marriage is about me, and we're not like totally selfish. Maybe it's also about that other person that we're marrying, but it's mainly about us. And Paul is here reminding us that my marriage isn't about me, and it's not about my wife. And if you happen to be married, your marriage isn't about you, and it's not about your spouse. The marital union of man and woman is designed to display the eternal union of Christ and the church. And when you see this in God's word, and then you begin to see that it's everywhere, you see the promises in the Old Testament that Yahweh was going to marry, be the bridegroom to his people, Israel, his chosen people. And you see the Gospels where John the Baptist is saying, "Hey, there's Jesus. He's the bridegroom. I'm not the bridegroom. The bridegroom is the one with the wife. I came to prepare the way." You begin to see this promise that God has given to us all over his word. The promise is that one day a group of people that we call the church will be eternally united with Christ. You even see it in Revelation when the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, comes down out of heaven to the renewed earth as a bride adorned for her wedding day. The marital union of man and woman is designed to display the eternal union of Christ and the church. And this is where, for those of us who claim the name of Jesus and love him, have a true opportunity to display the gospel just in loving our spouses well. And so I want to challenge you today, if you are already married, I want to remind you that if you are a Christian, if you're following Jesus, then your marriage is designed to display the love of Christ. And we do that by imitating Jesus. We do that by laying down our own desires, laying down our own wants, by dying to self like Jesus commanded all of us who follow him to do, so that we can love and serve our spouse well in the name of Jesus. And the great news for all of us is if we do that, we're probably going to have really dynamic, healthy, life-giving marriages, which is not the goal. It's a byproduct of the goal, which is to display Christ, to display the incredible love that Christ displayed for us when he died on the cross to redeem for himself a people to be his bride. And so no matter where you are today, whether you're in a marriage that's great or a marriage that's struggling, I want to challenge you today to be reminded that your marriage is not about you, and it's not about your spouse, and it's not about your happiness. It's about Christ. The marital union of man and woman is designed to display the eternal union of Christ and the church. Let's pray together, please. Father in heaven, I love you, and God, we could never love you the way you've loved us. But God, we praise you because you are worthy. And we praise you that you, in your love for us, have chosen to make a way for us to be redeemed to you, adopted by you, God, that the church would be the bride of Christ, washed and sanctified by his blood and by the Spirit. And so God, we ask for all the marriages represented by the people listening to this right now. God, please remind us that our marriage, it isn't about me, it isn't about our spouse, but God, it's about Christ, displaying the eternal union between Christ and the church in the marital union between man and woman. God, please help us to do that well. God, we acknowledge to you that we need your forgiveness of sin still. God, that we acknowledge to you that we're going to need your help to love our spouses well. And for those of us who are not yet married, but will be one day, God, we need your help to choose our spouse as well. And so God, please give us that grace, give us that wisdom so that we might display the great love of Jesus our Lord. We pray this in his holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.